Hare Krishna, another Chaitanya asks that we hear how Krishna is away from Vrindavan sometimes, and there's a separation between him and the Brijbasis. But why don't the Brijbasis leave to see Krishna and Dwarka? What's about Vrindavan that attracts them? Is their attachment to Vrindavan greater than their attachment to Krishna? Or is it that Krishna, when he's in Vrindavan, is so very unique that Krishna elsewhere is just not the same? There are scriptural references to the Brijbasis going to Dwarka. In Lalita Madhava, they go to Dwarka. In Garga Samhita, they visit Dwarka. In, of course, in Bhagavatam, they go to Kurukshetra. And Bhagavatam also makes reference, as well as especially Jiva Goswami does, to Krishna's multiple times of visiting Vrindavan. So it's not that they don't meet. And then on top of that, of course, Krishna sent Nanda Maharaj back and told the Brijbasis not to come to Mathura because he was worried about his enemies, that his enemies would use his affection for the Brijbasis as a means to attack him. Even if they couldn't attack him directly, they would try to harm the Brijbasis. And that's why he didn't come very much to Vrindavan. He didn't want to attract attention to them. So they stayed because they're obedient to Krishna, although many of them are much older than him, his seniors, his parents, but still they're obedient to him. Now, that's sort of the externals of the whole thing. The internal is that when the Brijbasis are in Vrindavan and Krishna's gone, they're experiencing biraha. They're experiencing separation from him. And in that separation, which is so intense, they actually meet Krishna. They meet him in different ways. One is their absorption of meditation. Krishna manifests. They enjoy a pleasure even greater than that which they enjoy in meeting him directly. Another way in which Krishna appears, and that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is that Krishna says that he personally comes from Dwarka. Radharani thinks that she's just dreaming or meditating, but actually, no, Krishna is personally coming. So that very intense experience of Krishna keeps them in Vrindavan. And when they went to Kurukshetra, as happy as they were to see Krishna, it wasn't the same. Priyasoham Krishna Charati Kurukshetra Militastataham Saradha. Radharani is saying, no, it's not the same. There's no food. There's no vamsivat, there's no peacock feather, there's no turban, all of this noise with soldiers and weapons. And in other words, it's not the Krishna to whom they are actually attracted. And, you know, people have a conception of someone else as to how they relate to them. This is the Stai Bhava of the Brijbasis. Their eternal relationship is with Krishna in Vrindavan. It's not with Krishna elsewhere. So nothing is going to really quite match that, quite do. And they get that even when Krishna's away in Vrindavan, because the atmosphere of Vrindavan is there, and by their deep meditation, they see Krishna. And then, of course, they also enter into the apricot aspect, the non-manifest aspect, the transcendental spiritual world aspect of Vrindavan. So in that sense, they don't have either any need to leave or any thought of leaving. And when they think, then they think, well, what will we do there? There's all these queens, there's all these palaces, there's all of these people in the middle of a city. What will we do? It doesn't fit their conception. Stai Bhava means one's permanent, ecstatic identity. It just doesn't fit with who they are. Simple village people who loved their village hero. And that's what they want. They want their village hero. They don't want the king of Dwarka. Hare Krishna.